This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Tuesday, May 16th. What a difference a day made for an ETF that had languished since its launch with about $2 million in assets. It's the PowerShares S&P Emerging Markets Momentum Portfolio, or EEMO. Dave Nodig, CEO at ETF.com, says one huge trade made all the difference.
It grew by about $270 million, which is obviously a huge trade for a fund that previously only had, $2.5 million in it. What that did was it sort of put it on the map for people.
According to Nodig, before this order, EEMO could go for days without trading, and now as many as 50,000 to 60,000 shares change hands on a daily basis. And that one order sparked the creation of more than 15.5 million shares of EEMO.
This is in many ways almost a textbook example of why the ETF structure can work so well. A trade like this, you obviously don't just put a $270 million limit order in and hope, right? This is an institutional worked trade where the client worked with somebody. We don't know who, somebody on the street. It could have been Goldman Sachs, could have been KCG, could have been Cantor, to effectively put on a risk trade here. And what I mean by that is they say, I want in for $250 million. What price will you give me? And then all that happens is the next day, the other side of that trade, the authorized participant goes and makes new shares by buying the underlying stocks, which are, Samsung, large cap emerging market stocks. So it's very easy to do. So it's really an example of the ETF structure working perfectly and being willing to absorb enormous trades with almost no impact.
Nodig adds this is a thematic trade that's received a lot of attention recently.
Jeff Gundlach, fairly famously this week, was talking about what he would do if he was just trying to make a simple trade in today's market is short the S&P 500 and go buy an emerging markets ETF. And that's effectively what this trade is. The fund that we suspect Gradient was in, which had a $270 million outflow at the same time this fund had a $270 million inflow, was an S&P 500 high beta, i.e. sort of a momentum S&P 500 ETF, also from PowerShares. And this has gone into now the emerging markets, effectively the emerging markets version of that.
EEMO has gained 22% so far this year and has an expense ratio of 29 basis points. From about $2 billion in assets earlier this year, it's jumped to about $284 million in total assets. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.